Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive, I am halfway through a 25th anniversary celebratory beverage. We're at Greenmount Station. We're in Hempstead, Carroll County, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and the 25th anniversary. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We have the Instant Lottery Scratch-Offs. These fellas don't even know it, but as long as they're of the tender age and legal age...
I'm 30.
I think you are. Yeah. I'm just looking at you guys. You got a mustache. I'll give you one. You get 57. You get 58. So you're Peter Boulware there. Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, the Instant Lottery. It's the 50th anniversary of the Maryland Lottery, which inspired my 25th anniversary celebration. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Make sure you check them out. It's a one-year anniversary of me getting those windows a year ago, and they're fantastic. It's been a great week to have the windows open, and I'm in Hempstead. And I'm next to Green Mountain Bowl, where you can do ducks or tens, but never candle pins, because that's such a New England thing, and we don't like them. We got the OTB next door, Bet Parks, and the Bet Parks MD app that the folks here have. We got crab cakes and all that stuff. But more than that, whenever I'm in Hempstead, there's this community thing. And I feel it in the same way when I'm in Catonsville. I'm a Dundalk guy. I did the show in Costas and Drug City. People who know people, what's that, the Barbra Streisand, the luckiest people in the world. But when I'm here... You know him, and he knows you, and Delmont comes in, and Delmont knows Chris, but he doesn't know Dave, but Dave knows everybody, and Dave's got the bowling alley, and yeah, I did all that, and then you guys sit down, and you're like, yeah, I know Chris, I worked here, so these guys are here to represent the North Carroll Panthers and their baseball club, doing a big hootenanny. What's the name of your event again? What's
the Fall Classic, right?
Yeah, the Fall Classic.
North Carroll Panthers,
well, better be pretty good if it's classic.
Yeah, well,
it is classic. It's the golf Fall Classic, we should say.
The Golf Fall Classic. It's coming up. It's going to be October 5th, Thursday.
So this is a golf event for a baseball group.
Correct. Correct. We're trying to raise money. We're trying to raise money for. We're partnering with the Manchester Volunteer Fire Department. So we're splitting all the donations, all the funds that we make from the golf tournament. We're splitting with them. Half is coming to us for our baseball team. You know, umpires, jerseys, just equipment kind of things, and then the rest is going to the fire department.
Man, you guys got great names. I'm going to read your names right now because they wrote them down for me here. Because, I don't know these guys, but I'm getting to know these guys. Two great. Griffin Bass.
Yep.
That's you.
Yes.
And Shane Guevara.
That's me. Yeah.
Do your parents have a sense of humor about Shane Guevara? I mean, that's like the greatest name ever.
Well, I used to, growing up, people were like, Guevara. I'm like, I don't know. Look at
it. Almost sounds like you're like I'm waiting for Alan Funt. Like you're putting me on, right? Like, yeah. It's such a great name. It's our 25th anniversary. I haven't told this story, so I want to tell you because you have a fun name. And my name's Nestor Aparicio. I used to say it like on an answering machine. I hated just saying my name, and now I have to say it.
Well, you got a lot of syllables. It's a fun one to say.
Yeah, I just go with Ness now. I mean, since I was like 35, most people just call me. My wife calls me Ness. Everybody calls me Ness. So I did a March Madness competition. And this isn't one of our stories of glory, but it's pretty funny. Because this is the beginning of the radio station. This is like 98, 99, 2000, turn of the century. You guys alive then? You're young.
I was not.
Yeah. I was not.
You're a young guy here. Yeah. So we were sort of innovative in sports radios before the internet was really sort of grown up at all. It was like sort of you got mail dial-up at that point. They still had payphones for you young guys, right? So Well, I'm going to say we had fax machines,
okay?
And this is a part of the story. So the March Madness pool. Now, these days you have apps. You just go on, you bet, you do whatever you want to do, right? But back then we had a contest. It was $1 million contest. We bought the insurance, right? We bought the insurance for this thing, right? So the faxes all come in. And we had a guy named John who left us a few years ago. He's a beautiful guy. He was an intern for us. He was the official grader, and he would get all the fax. Dude, we'd lose 1,000 sheets of paper. I mean, we had a radio station. Like, people would make their picks, and they made the whole bracket back in the day of 64.
Gotcha, yeah.
So the brackets come in, and the first weekend, everybody gets wiped out, right? So nobody's really winning $1 million, okay? I mean, so I think our grand prize was it was probably worth $5,000 or something. It was a significant amount of money if you won.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
That's a lot of money,
It was dinner gift cards at 40 different places that were probably worth $3,000 to start with. There was a cash component. There was a man cave and a lawnmower. It was a big grand prize of stuff, right? It might have been a trip at the time. It may have been like a trip to the Caribbean or something.
Gotcha.
But it was a nice prize.
I'll take that.
The grand prize, right? So all these people enter. Everybody gets wiped out. And we get down to like the next week. And I'm on the air doing afternoon drive every day. And they gave me the top 10 people who were winning the competition,
gotcha.
Like that, you know, had Duke in the pool or whatever. And I looked down and his kid's name, and I want you to say it out. I'll write it down for you, and then you can say it out loud. And then I'll have you.
This is all you, Shane.
I want you're old enough. So say that name out loud.
Dickin Counts.
That's his name.
And I'm like, is he related to Dick Gozinha or, you know, hey, would you, you know, like, so I'm like, that's not a real name. And for 2 weeks, I said, whoever thought they were being a wise ass and put a fake name on the pool, you're winning. Ha! Ha! And you're getting nothing because you're not going to have ID.
No way. This guy's real?
So this goes on the first week, then the second week, he's the clear, like, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, 3 of the 4 teams in the Final Four. Yeah. Whoever, Duke, Kentucky, whatever was favored, you know? And the guy calls my partner, Hennessy, who's running the station time. He's like, I'm taking counts.
Oh, man.
And I'm like...
No, you're not.
And I said to Steve, I'm like... Get him up to the station. I want to meet him. So we're on live radio in the studio, and he won the grand prize.
That's awesome.
And I just kept saying, Dickin Counts.
Well,
Dickin
that counts.
On the air, right? So he showed up, and he literally was from the Eastern Shore. He listened to the station. He was from Easton. He had a license. He showed me his license.
That's
his
crazy.
Name was Dickin Counts. So when you say you're Shane Guevara, I'm like, that's a professional wrestling name. You're Cuban too, right?
Mexican.
Well, I've been to Cuba, so you know the whole Che Guevara thing's great. So you guys are up here. Tell me what you love about the community, because your kids grew up here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I grew up in Hampstead, so everybody just comes together.
Mm-hmm. You have a whole North Carroll wall behind you.
Yeah,
though,
right. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Everything in here is North Carroll.
Yes, yeah. I'm a Manchester guy, but you know, I mean,
I was a North Carroll guy.
Yeah, so and look at that. We came together, even though we're kind of we grew up, I guess.
What are they like?
Towns.
So where I'm from, we did the show last week, and I get into this every time I'm in Dundalk. I did the show on the wrong side of Dundalk twice last week. Oof. On the Patapsco side, which you would never want to go onto that side, certainly not Sparrow's Point. But I'm from Dundalk, but we always had a Dundalk Patapsco thing.
Yeah.
Like, I dated a girl from Liberty up here many, many years ago, back in my single day in the 80s, before either of you were created. But she was a Liberty girl, and that was like a new school then. It was like Francis Scott Key, North Carroll,
South Carroll.
And that was it. I covered high school sports in the 80s.
Wow.
Carroll County was like just 4 schools.
Yeah.
And this is before all these Seneca Valleys came along and River Hills. They're all newer names for a guy that covered high school sports in the 80s. North Carroll's venerable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, forever, right?
Yeah. 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 And that's kind of, I mean, it was really disappointing for the town, you know, when the high school was closed. But, you know, we all kind of stayed together around, you know, with Manchester Valley, and the baseball team kind of just stuck around too. They kept the name North Carroll Panthers. They've been around, what, since 2005?
2004.
Yeah, our baseball team's been around.
He was the original baseball coach.
Yeah, now the head coach at Manchester Valley, varsity baseball team.
That's a crazy story, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of schools don't end, right?
Right.
High schools don't usually end, right? I mean, I know of a few, like Anne Arundel County had, you know, Brooklyn Park, Arundel, and there's Seton Keogh. Both are gone now. Towson Catholic. I mean, a lot of smaller schools based around religion or based around just something that was too small to make it work, right?
Yeah,
like, as
yeah.
a school. But we're talking about, you know, a Carroll County school,
mm-hmm.
that there's a history and a tradition that, man, if they ever closed Dundalk, I'd have to get on the phone with you, Johnny O. They just rebuilt our school, man. Our school, my high school, was 100 years old when I went there, and it was 100 years ago. And we rebuilt, and it's like, beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's great. Yeah.
I mean, you're Manchester Valley.
Yes. Manchester's pretty new now, but this is kind of a way to, like, you know, for anyone that misses North Carroll, kind of a way to kind of come out and support us at our golf tournament, you know, and keep supporting North Carroll baseball, North Carroll just sports. We're just a group of guys from the community, from the Hampstead, Manchester area.
And what are you doing? Give me the whole deal. Okay. NCarrollPanthers.com.
Yeah, that's the best way.
That's for North, or mm-hmm. Nestor. NCarrollPanthers.com.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's the best way to sign up. It's $130 a person. Open. The deadline is September 21st.
What are we hitting this, October?
October 5th. October 5th, so it's going to be beautiful weather, October. I mean, it's Piney Branch.
You're playing Piney Branch.
Piney Branch golf course up in Upper Cove, Baltimore County, one of the best courses, I mean, in the state, really.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a ton of raffles. We've got prizes. One of our big sponsors is the Ed Reed Foundation, so we're going to have some donated Ed Reed jerseys, signed Ed Reed jerseys, signed Lamar jerseys.
Memorabilia.
Other Ray Lewis.
From the Ray Lewis and
Justin Tucker signed memorabilia. Yeah. We're going to have Ravens tickets to give away. A bunch of great raffles. I pretend to be.
Well, you know, it's great. Because like, last week I had Tom Pierce on Classic 5 Golf sponsors me. So that's, I'll go through them all. I'll forget one. Clifton Park, Mount Pleasant, Forest Park, Carroll Park, and Pine Ridge. That's pretty good.
That's on
the top of my head. You know, when I was young and sexy like you guys, I hit the golf ball a little bit. I was a baseball player. I'm from a baseball family. And I felt like golf, the ball didn't move. You know what I mean? Like, it makes it a little easier than like tennis or baseball would be. But young people golfing, that's good to see.
Yeah. I mean, this is tournaments open to everybody. You know, so we do have some first place prizes.
He's going to ncarolpanthers.com.
Yes, to read up the exactly. Exactly. Is, yeah. First place prize is going to be a free foursome at Piney Branch.
All right.
Again, great golf club. Second place is free foursome at Bully Rock.
Which is like the nicest public course.
Yes. Yep. Harvard
Mike
Grace.
House. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Free foursome at Oakmont, right down the street here in Hampstead. Longest drive.
The other Oakmont.
Yes.
Not that Oakmont. The other Oakmont.
A free tailor-made M4 driver for the longest drive. A putter, an Odyssey stroke putter for the
putting contest.
I'm going to
Ocean City next week.
Oh, yeah?
I need that putter.
Then you need it. Yeah,
you're going to need
it. Oh, yeah. Doing a showdown.
Closest to the pin, a free wedge. And again, a PS5. We're giving away
wedge
a PS5.
Salad?
No,
I would go for a wedge salad, though. Right.
Well, should we give that away?
I think we should add that.
Blue cheese. Extra blue cheese.
And bacon crumbles.
Always. It's not a wedge if it doesn't have that. it's just salad.
We got a Yeti cooler to give away as well. I mean,
don't spoil everything.
We want people to come out, Shane.
Shane Guevara and Griffin Bass are here. We're at Greenmount Station in Hampstead. The sign behind me says so. I'm going to have a crab cake with Karen whenever she gets here as well. You worked here?
I did. I worked here for like a good 5 years. I started when I was in high school.
What era
through college.
Was this?
This is like 2017 to
pre-OTB.
I think that was like the OTB just opened when I was kind of winding down my time here.
Every time I come to like one of these little like OP Mayberry communities like Hampstead, I want to be here. I want to be a part
of it. Yeah, exactly. It's so exciting.
The bowling alley next door.
Funny story. I actually worked at the bowling alley when I was 14 years old. That
the
was
old bowl, the woman, the lady owned it that broke the cars.
Yes.
That was her. Okay.
Yeah, Miss K. I used to work for her, and then I left to go on to pursue better opportunities. And then,
were you duck or
pimp? What's better than
I was 10? I was actually pretty good. I cannot do duck. I'll get it every time I throw it up my heart.
It breaks my heart to hear a kid from Baltimore grow up here, right, and have an opportunity to bowl the proper way,
duck pins the proper way,
and do it like they do it all over the world.
It's a Baltimore thing.
You guys, you're Raven Oriole fans, though, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, then you should roll
course.
Duck pins.
That's duck pin is the way to go for
drink
for
duck pins, roll
right,
duck
right.
pins.
I'll drink duck pins. I was terrible at duck pins, though. I had to use the bumpers.
It seems so hard. It seems a lot harder because, smaller ball. It makes it more difficult.
But you have three rolls, though.
So I'm missing a finger. So I'm missing a finger.
I see. So that makes sense.
I tell this story every 2 or 3 years on the air, and because you don't know me, I'm going to tell you this story because it's one of the legendary stories of my life. My childhood friend is a guy named Danny Wiseman, Hall of Fame bowler from Dundalk, won many, many tournaments, won their Masters Series. He's in the Hall of Fame. We grew up together. We traded baseball cards seventh grade. All during our childhood, I bowl duck pins where David Richardson, who owns Scream Out Bowl, did his bowling. Same bowling center, East Point Fair Lanes. I grew up right across the street in Dundalk. And it was a duck pin house. There were no 10 pins. I duck pin bowl every Saturday morning from the time I was 4 years old. They took the summer off, but I was in the Highland Towners until I discovered girls. Maybe I was 15, 16. So probably a dozen years I bowl every Saturday in my life, duck pin bowling. And I'd never touched a 10 pin ball. You have to stick your fingers in it.
Yeah.
I don't really have a finger, as you can see. It's kind of interesting when I was on the playground. So Wiseman would we were in school, and we knew he was a good bowler. Like, he was like a state champion kind of bowler in high school. He was a big deal. He would get his picture in the paper and win tournaments. He always had his hair slicked back and these funny blouse-looking things. Looked like he was roller skating. So Wiseman, for all of that time, we would give him a hard time. Hey, you don't duck pin bowl. We're having all the fun. You're doing what the adults do, right? He goes out and wins his first tour. I must have been 19 when he won. I mean, 20. We're talking about late 80s. He started winning right away. He went camper, on tour, on TV, every Saturday, all over the country, bowling against the legends. Mark Roth,
man.
Walter Williams, like all of that, right? Beating these guys, Pete Weber, all of that stuff.
Dang. Geez,
so,
yeah.
So Danny did this all during our lifetime, right? Danny's a retired bowler now. He just left and moved to Florida a couple months ago. Danny's a huge Oriole fan, just a great human. But we're lifer friends. And I had never 10-pin bowl in my life. And Danny would come on because he's coming to town and going to win another tournament. He'd come sit on the show. He'd come out to the station, sit in. Got to get you 10-pin bowling, dude. And I'm like, I'm missing a finger. You're the greatest bowler in the world. I'm never, you know, like, I'm not going to go out with you. I said, you duck pin bowl with me. So every year we did, and I talked about this in the last segment, we did our duck pin bowling charity event in early March at Pinland Dundalk. And that was also a duck pin house, small little duck pin house in Dundalk. And my buddy owned it, owns a Looney's, Steve LaTrent. Okay. Anybody know Steve?
Yeah.
Steve owned Pinland forever. Turn of the century, we did this event there every year. We had a lot of celebrities, wrestlers, football players, celebrities, stuff like Orioles, stuff like that. So we did the tournament for maybe like 10, 12 years, probably from 95 to maybe 07, 08. We did this every single year. And he came, Wiseman came, because it was winter, he wasn't on tour. He came most of the time. So most of the time we have this 10-pin Hall of Fame bowler who could not bowl duck pins. He would come and roll duck pins and he looked like, you know, he could be competitive, but it wasn't what he did. It was right. Awkward for him. He said, it's going to screw up my form and like all of
gotcha.
It, you know.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of, you know, all,
carpal
yeah.
tunnel.
Oh, right. Yeah, all of that, right? But he would come out and bowl duck pins, and he would always say to me, you got to come do 10 pins. I'm like,
it's
I'm not
happening.
Letting you kick my ass like that. I'm not going to do that. So finally, my son got old enough, and this was in, I want to say this was 2001 that we did this. So I was 34. He was probably 36. My kid was 19. Mm-hmm. So we all, my kid was in high school, senior high school. So 01, 02 is exactly when it was. My kid takes an afternoon off from school. We went out to Brunswick Bowl in Perry Hall.
I know where that is.
All right?
Yeah.
I lived in Perry Hall at the time. So my son went to Perry Hall High School. Grabbed him out of school. We're going to go bowling with Danny, finally. All these years,
yeah.
Danny's been trying to get me to 10, and I don't know what I'm doing. You know,
where's
I walk in. He's celebrity. Signing. Hey, John, how are you? I got your ball. I brought your balls, you know. So he brings all this stuff out. He's got all of these towels and shit, you know, just like. And he's like trying to pick a ball for me. And I'm like, I'm not rolling with these hands. I found a house ball that was light as a feather. My finger stuck in it without it falling off.
Was it pink?
Yes.
Okay.
It was totally pink.
Nothing
yes.
wrong with that.
It was a pink. It looked like bubble gum.
Good.
Right. It looked like bubble gum with a hole. With
it's a winner right there.
So I grabbed it and I'm like, all right, I'm going to roll with this one. Danny's like, no, you need Iris over here. Out of his, he has his bags, his name's on all the stuff. It's all, he's got a towel and a valet and Brill Cream and his fire shirts because he was that guy. He's a star. So we're out there, and I rolled 7 straight strikes, and I beat him.
Oh, wow.
What?
I beat his ass. And I talk about it 22 years later. It was like Rocky 1, no rematch. There's no rematch. And
you're right there.
What I got up like 60 pins, and he's like, dude, I need to strike out to beat you.
This is crazy.
And I don't even know how to keep score. Scores keep me. He framed, this is before you had phones. He framed it, signed it, and every time he comes on, I get to beat him up about it. Beating
that's
Hall
great.
Of
that's
Fable.
Great. Yeah,
I've never
great.
Bowled 10-pin since.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I think I rolled a 2. I mean, I was insane the first game I rolled. I beat him, and then I retired.
Yeah, right there.
No, I rolled 2 more games. And I 143. Yeah. Something I won't brag about. But that's one of the best stories I have in my closet.
There you go. So
I've rolled 10-pins once in my life. And that's it.
That's
and I'm,
it.
I'm a duck pin guy.
Okay.
Well, now someone can create their own story like that. They can hit up our golf tournament on October 5th, and then they can come right up the street to Greenmount Bowl and Greenmount Station. create their own. Game. Yeah, create their own bowling story for them.
What's your favorite thing at Greenmount? What should I be getting on the menu?
I like the shrimpalacious. That's
what?
One of my go.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like shrimp salad with a crab cake inside of it. And then you can put it on whatever you want. Bread, you can put it on a wrap. That's my favorite thing to go to.
Oh, besides the crab cakes.
Besides the crab cakes, besides of course.
The Smithfield sub.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's classic.
I've had that.
You get on the wrap, though, and you add bacon.
Smithfield wrap.
Yeah, Smithfield wrap.
These guys are here rapping with me, representing ncarrollpanthers.com. Yeah. It has nothing to do with bowling and everything to do with baseball and Hampstead and golf.
I can't believe I forgot to mention I didn't lead off with free beer. Beer is included with the golf
free
room.
Beer,
yeah, $130 a person. That includes beer. It includes food.
How is this
breakfast.
Not sold out already?
Won't be long after this area.
With a value proposition like this. Well, it's nice to have you guys by.
No, we appreciate
it. I like talking to normal people. What do you guys do in the real world? What do you do?
I'm actually trying to break through. I'm in radio right now. Actually, doing.
Yeah, you're on radio right now.
Well, yeah, yeah. Behind the doing producing stuff. I work for a press box.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes.
So on the radio side.
Yeah, on the radio side, doing their radio show.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. And you?
I do roofing. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Cole Roofing's our sponsor, so we.
No, so that's why I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I mean, they do big corporate jobs, and that's what they. Billy did the show this morning. Billy will be with me next week. We're going to be in Ocean City broadcasting. I just got a word. Senator Ben Cardin will be with us next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Governor Wes Moore will be with us next Friday. Chris Van Hollen, other senator, is going to be with us on Friday as well. I heard back from Brooke Learman. We're going to have a whole bunch of people on, as well as we're going to talk tourism. We're going to talk about oysters. We're going to talk about the bay and saving the bay and important things. I was going to be doing an oyster tour this month. I decided for the 25th anniversary, I'm just going to do it a little later on. I'm going to do an oyster tour. I'm going to make it good. I need to put a little more time into it. Between the Orioles being good, free Kevin Brown, football season, crab cake tours, 25th anniversary, we're mellowing out. So go out to ncarrollpanthers.com. It's October 5th is your event, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. All right, big fellas. Sponsor, Ed Rita Foundation, Body and Rhythm, State Farm, Kiko's Pizza in Reisterstown, all of our sponsors,
Kiko's
Amazon.
Kiko's Pizza. I have pizza. All right. I like pizza. Tell them to send me some.
Yeah. All right, we will. Yeah.
Good pizza.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see everybody out there.
I want pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
All right, my new friends. I need more young friends. Griffin Bass here, Shane Guevara with the greatest wrestling names this side of Dick and Counts. Gave me a chance to tell a Dick and Counts story and a Danny Wiseman story, so I like you. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's what we do. We're storytelling. 25th anniversary. We're on the road. It's all courtesy of our friends at Raskin Global. Leonard still is not. This is a great crab mallet.
It looks
a beer
incredible.
Opener.
I want that.
And a crab. Right, you can't have it. It's patented. Leonard had to wait 6 months to get these from made in the US of A.
Those are incredible.
RaskinGlobal.com. He's a thinker. He also has investments. He's an investor. Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Put some windows in. It's been 1 year for me and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Celebrating 50 years. We're celebrating 25 years. I'm celebrating almost 20 years of doing this crazy show up here in Hampstead. We're at Greenmount Station next to the OTB. Sandwich next to the Greenmount Bowl where they're having disco bowl night. I let my hair out when they told me they were having 80s hair band night on September 23rd. So I'll be out here for that. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, back for more from Carroll County on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to have a real crab cake broiled.